Rubén es su primer día en la ciudad de Beijing. Rubén's first day in Beijing.
That first day in Beijing, Rubén thought if it had been cold outside. He had looked outside his window and he had seen many people on the sidewalk below wearing short-sleeve shirts. He would have thought it was warmer if the radio hadn't said the temperature was 10 degrees. He would have worn something warmer if he had bought those clothes at Hudaku Clothing Market. He would have bought the clothes he picked if they had accepted his credit card, but he wouldn't have seen his friend Melissa if he hadn't gone to the ATM. If he hadn't seen Melissa, he wouldn't have been able to invite her for coffee, and they wouldn't have been able to catch up on their lives. Even more, if they hadn't spent time at the pool, they wouldn't have talked about the places they hadn't visited in China. The day after, Ruben went to the Forbidden City, and as he promised, he met Melissa at the hotel restaurant to tell her about the place. Here is their conversation.
So, Ruben, tell me about it.
Well, first of all, you enter the Forbidden City through the Gate of Heavenly. Please to reach Median Gate, which is the main entrance to the place. There I met Chun Tao.
Chun Tao? Who is she?
She's a Canadian girl whose parents are Chinese. She works as an interpreter by the hour, and she helped me understand the history of the place. I would have understood anything about the place if she hadn't been there.
So nice. But please go on. What else had you done before you met Chun Tao?
Not too much, really. I had just gotten to the gate when I saw her speaking English. I thought she might help me find some more about the place.
And did she help you?
Yes, she did. She also gave me some brochures she had with her. If she hadn't given me those brochures, I would have visited all places I did.
What was the place that called your attention the most?
I will have to say the inner court. The three palaces, they are just beautiful. If you had come with me, you would have really enjoyed this architecture.
If I had the time, I wouldn't have gone with you, and I wouldn't have to ask you. If I had gone there, I would have seen all places you are talking about.
If you have the chance, you should go. You will really enjoy it.
If I have the chance, I will go, I promise.
Chun Tao invited me to the theater when they show Chinese traditional dances, but I didn't have the money to go. If I had some more money, I will have to sure gone with her.
Isn't there any chance to go today or tomorrow?
Yes, there is. Actually, they have a permanent show at theater at 9 p.m. every day, but I don't have the money to go there today either.
Well, as I don't want to continue missing this country's wonderful traditions, let me invite you to the theater. I guess if we hurry, we will catch the 9 p.m. show today.
Yes, we might catch 9 p.m. show if we leave now.
If I had heard before about all these places you are mentioning, I would have tried harder to make some time to go sightseeing.
Well, the time is now. Let's go.